Jacka News. You need to know. You need to know. Now.
Pretoria 26, Johannesburg 24, Tsenin 27 grade.
Nice and light going on the roads this afternoon. The Crown M2 westbound delays towards Main Reef Road and of course the roadworks, particularly R21 South Clavel side, restrictions and delays before Olifantsfontein Road exit.
Die minister van Sport, Kuns en Kultuur, Gaitan McKenzie, het gereageer op kritiek oor die koste van sy reis na die Olimpiese Spele in Parys. Vroeger van dese week het News 24 berig dat meer as R800,000 aan McKenzie sy reis en verblyfkoste bestee is. McKenzie het hou vol echter dat hy bloot sy werk gedoen het.
And I'm still going to go to all the sporting events because that's government. Now you want to portray me as a person that is taking a joyride. That thing you can do with other ministers, you've chosen the wrong one. Because I'm flying first class all the time with my own money. And now I must fly business class. So it's not an upgrade for me, it's a downgrade.
Die EFF het intussen aangedui dat hulle sal McKenzie verwys na die etiese komitee, die party se Sinoabo Tambo.
But also we must ascertain, and we believe that it is true, that Ramaphosa did approve H. McKenzie's trip to France. And if he did he approve, in addition, the wasteful expenditure that he incurred, because that makes him also liable for those costs. We are going to ensure that we hold the GNU accountable and not allow ex-pundits to misuse state resources.
President Cyril Ramaphosa sal vandag vrae in die nasionale vergadering beantwoord. Dit sluit in onder meer die werking van die regering van nasionale eenheid. Daar sal ook druk op die president wees oor die minister van justisie Thembi Simelane wat te doen het met aansprake van wanoptrede rakend die gelikwideerde WBS bank. Ramaphosa se woordvoerder Vincent Makwenya.
I'm not suggesting that the president is waiting for evidence of instability in the department before he acts. The matter is top of mind. He is processing it, he's thinking it through.
Die metaalwerkersvakbond NUMSA het die Tswane beleggingsoperasie veroordeel omdat hy versuim om die voordele van basiese gesondheidsorg te betaal soos die laaste ronde loonsamesprekings ooreengekom is. Die operasie bestuur die bus snelvervoerstasies in Pretoria.
This is outrageous. Workers do not need to justify to employers why they must receive this benefit. The main collective agreement of the bus passenger sector is binding on all employees, and therefore they have a duty to pay. Their refusal to pay means that workers have no medical aid cover.
Dit aan NUMSA se woordvoerder Pakamile Lubi Majola. En ten slotte die nasionale dieretuin in Pretoria vier sy 125ste verjaarsdag met spesiale aanbiedings wat vandag begin. Dit sluit gratis toegang in vir die eerste 125 besoekers oor naweke. Dierepraatjies word ook ingesluit. Die aanbiedings eindig op die 31ste Oktober. Ek is Chanel September. The top story at the Sawa Sports, Arts and Culture Minister Gaita McKenzie has responded to criticism over the cost of his trip to the recent Olympic Games in Paris.
Yeah, you see, if you elect people who've got money and business class is a downgrade, well, okay.
It hits differently.
12:04 and a half, that is Earth time. We've got a 4-hour show to do today and we're looking forward to it, right, Chanel?
Woohoo!
Yeah, it is going to cook. Looking forward to the matric finals. I'm finally going to get my matric certificate this year. What the hell? No, come on, man, be realistic. 4 days to go to matric final exams, 21st of October through the 28th of November. US elections, 19 days away. 19 days away. And coming up at 4 o'clock today. Ooh, I just think about it and I get nervous already. Hey, it is the T20 World Cup semi-final. It is Australia versus our ladies. 4 o'clock this afternoon. You showed them, ladies. Well, you beat Australia. I'm telling you what, we're on our way. Come on. But the shock news of the day is the death of Liam Payne. Good.